Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast. You may be wondering why it's myself leading from the front. This is due to my good friend Aidy, has unfortunately decided to step aside after a lot of thought. It just wasn't for him. I just wanted to say a massive thank you to Aidy for helping me get this project off the ground, something in which I've wanted to do for a fair few years. Thanks, Aidy. As for the football, we're in for a treat. Friday night, under the lights action at the Brentford Community Stadium as Brentford and Watford got the weekend underway. A tightly fought out game for the champions as they hosted Wolves at the Etihad. And how did CVG do on his return to Anfield? And as for the EFL and non-league, there were plenty of goals. And there's no better place to start than with the Premier League. And that's coming up next. As a fan, there's nothing better than playing a game under the lights. And more so on a Friday night as the Brentford Community Stadium hosted Brentford and Watford in what was a very, very great match for the two. Brentford 2, Watford 1 in that game. Dennis getting the game underway on the 25th minute for Watford, putting them 1-0 up, and then a late resurgent effort from Thomas Frank's Brentford side as Janssen and Mbeumo got all 3 points for Brentford. Thomas Frank, I still think, is doing a fantastic job at the club. Ninth in the league currently. A couple of games unbeaten now for themselves. As for Watford and Claudio Ranieri, that's 4 games on the bounce now that you have lost. Has anything really changed since Claudio Ranieri has come in for your side? And again, there's nothing better than an early kickoff. I experienced that last week going to watch Coventry City and West Bromwich Albion on the telly. Nice sunny day as well for themselves. But this was a very tightly fought game. One that for people thought Manchester City would dominate as they've done in recent games. But Wolverhampton Wanderers definitely gave it a go. Even with the 10 men of themselves, still gave Manchester City a good go. Manchester City won, Wolverhampton Wanderers nil. And I don't know about you, Raheem Sterling, yes, he got the penalty, scored just after the hour mark. But I don't know, it definitely wasn't a penalty. Looking at this, the replays of it, it definitely hit the side body of the player. Definitely doesn't warrant having a penalty given to the side. And Wolves can definitely come away from that game feeling that they've been hard done by that decision. There's been a fair few decisions in the Premier League today that I feel controversially were given incorrectly. And if you haven't seen any of the highlights of any of the games, be sure you do. But for Manchester City, that leaves them top of the league on 38 points, 5 games on the bounce, all of those being wins. As for Wolverhampton Wanderers, you're just outside the European spots in 8th position. That's 2 losses now on the bounce for yourselves. Now, a team at the start of the season that struggled, and me and AD honestly thought at the time that could this be the season where we see a big club drop out of the Premier League? And we're talking about Arsenal. And Mikel Arteta has definitely turned things around for themselves. A 3-0 victory yesterday over the South Coast club Southampton. Lacazette and Odegaard getting the 2 goals in under half an hour for themselves, going with the 2-0 lead. And then Gabriel with that 3rd goal just on the hour mark. That leaves Arsenal in 6th position in the table in those Europa League spots. And as for Southampton, that leaves you in 16th position. So after 2 games drawn for yourselves, a little bit of an unbeaten run has come to an end with that loss. But that's 3 losses in the last 5 for yourself, leaving you in 16th position, 6 points above the relegation zone. Now, an all-time classic rivalry, Yorkshire and London, Chelsea and Leeds United faced off at Stamford Bridge in a 5-goal thriller down there. Chelsea 3, Leeds United 2. And it was Leeds United that got things underway with the penalty. Rafinha putting away just under the half an hour mark. Mason Mount scoring just before half time to make things level at half time. And you could see the Chelsea in him as he ran in front of the Leeds United fans just to antagonise them just a little bit more in what was a very high tempoed game. And if you don't see it, have a look at the highlights at the end of the game, because it all kicked off between the two sets of players. Jorginho with a penalty on the 58th minute got them back to 2-1. Then, funny enough, Leeds United kept going, kept going for themselves. Marcelo Bielsa's team showing a little bit of fight. The Leeds boys definitely knew how big of a game this was, not only for them, but also for the fans as well. When Gelhardt on the 83rd minute pulled it back to 2-2, but heartbreak in the 94th minute as Jorginho was once again given a penalty to make it 3-2 for Chelsea, giving them all 3 points. Leaving Chelsea in third position after that win, after that loss last time out, they're back to winning ways. But they find themselves in third, 2 points behind Manchester City and 1 point behind Liverpool. And it's definitely looking like Manchester City, Liverpool, and Chelsea will fight out to see who will be crowned champions of England. As for Leeds United, you are still down in 15th position. That's the first loss in 3 games. So 2 losses in 5 for yourself, 6 points above the relegation zone. Leeds United, you find yourself in 15th position. Again, I honestly think Leeds United, you'll be absolutely fine this season. I do think there are teams below you that just lack a bit of quality. However, they have got a little bit of new managers that have come in, so things could certainly change on that point. Steven Gerrard, he returned to Anfield, but not in the way that you would have thought. He was in the dugout as Aston Villa manager, and gotta say, Aston Villa gave them a really good game. Probably another controversial penalty decision for themselves, but in terms of that, Liverpool ran out with all 3 points. Liverpool won, Aston Villa nil. That leaves you in second position, as just previously mentioned, on 37 points, 1 point behind Manchester City, and just 1 point above Chelsea in third. But that is 5 wins now on the bounce. Are we seeing the Liverpool that dominated the league that year? They won it. Having the fans back has definitely caused a bit of a change for them. Nothing better if you've been to Anfield. It does rock when Liverpool are doing well. And as for Aston Villa and Steven Gerrard, I've got to say he's done absolutely fantastic since he's come into the side. You're currently in 12th position. After the win last week, that's a further loss. So 2 losses for Steven Gerrard as manager, but that's 3 wins in 5 for yourself. And that is 9 points above the relegation zone. Aston Villa fans, what do you think? How do you see the season playing out under Steven Gerrard? Is survival the thing that you want? It doesn't matter what happens. Just make sure that you are remaining in that Premier League. Hey, I've got to say, you're only 6 points off those European spots. Could he change things around for you? January is coming up. Opportunity for him to bring his own players in as well. Restructure that side. It's not too bad being 6 points off with only 16 games on the board. A new manager, a new start for Norwich City after Daniel Farke leaving a fair few weeks ago. And I've got to say, Norwich City have definitely changed under Daniel Farke. They're looking a little bit more of a team that can threat these sides. We saw it at Tottenham last week. Yeah, they didn't get the result, but you know what? They actually went forward and they did as much as they could to try and grind out the result that they could from there. That's 2 losses now on the bounce for Norwich City, but the calibre of opponent that they've placed, Tottenham Hotspur, and then today, Manchester United. And it has to be said, David De Gea has certainly saved Manchester United from either dropping all 3 points, dropping 2 points, or anything like that. But Manchester United, you are fifth in the table. Level points with West Ham in fourth. Can Ralf Rangnick take you into the Champions League? It's going to be a tough one, I think. Ralf Rangnick has definitely done something. That's 3 wins on the bounce for yourselves. He's unbeaten since he started as manager for there. As for Norwich City, you do remain bottom of the league, 11 on points with Newcastle and Burnley, but wins have got to start coming now, especially with Watford. 4 games lost, as mentioned previously. So Burnley, Newcastle, and Norwich, you've definitely got to start putting some pressure on those teams. So those are the games from Friday night and Saturday. We do have some games today that are playing later on this afternoon. Unfortunately, Brighton and Tottenham Hotspur has been postponed due to COVID, as Tottenham Hotspur's team has been depleted due to that. But Tottenham Hotspur, you're currently 3 games unbeaten. A win would be absolutely ideal for yourselves if you could have had that game today, because that would have took you up into fourth position. But you do have 2 games in hand on some, and only the 1 game over West Ham United. As for Brighton, you're currently down in 10th, a bit of a stuttering period of late, but 3 draws on the bounce for yourself. That's 1 loss in 5, so that game could have been definitely won, especially at home as well. Brighton have done really well at home this season as well. Then we've got Burnley versus West Ham. West Ham United definitely looking to keep that top 4 position, put a little bit more pressure, and trying their best to try and catch up with the top 3. But hey, you know what? West Ham United under David Moyes this season have been absolutely fantastic. A little part of me does hope that they can do well and get themselves into the Champions League, especially on the form that they've been for the last couple of seasons, really. But it's good to see West Ham United just breaking the mould of the Man Citys, the Liverpools, the Chelseas, the Uniteds, Arsenals, and Tottenhams. So really good to see. As for Burnley, as mentioned there, they need a win. If they can win today, that brings them on level points with Watford. And if they do win, they actually do have the opportunity to climb out of the relegation zone today due to the goal difference. So a big game there for Burnley today. A man under a bit of pressure at the minute, Brendan Rodgers. Leicester City and Newcastle United face off. So brand new manager in Eddie Howe for Newcastle. Leicester City under the guidership of Leicester City for Brendan Rodgers. Leicester City, currently you are 11th in the league. Two losses in five, two draws and a win. I think a win today would be massive for yourselves. That'll take you up to eighth position. So not too bad. I think there's a bit of panic stations at the minute at Leicester City to try and call for him to leave, and I think it's a bit too early for that. At the end of the day, you are only a couple of points off being in those Europa League spots and things like that. So I wouldn't panic too yet. But as for Eddie Howe and Newcastle United's team, this is a massive away game today. Really good form actually. Only one loss in the last five for themselves. So definitely things have turned since Steve Bruce has left and under the new ownership for Newcastle United. One last time out. A win today. Again, another opportunity, depending on the Burnley result. Depends, actually. It's all about the goals today. I think Newcastle United have just got a little bit of a less goal difference on Burnley. So Burnley do have the opportunity to jump out. But Watford, potentially, by the end of play today, could be down into 19th position. So a good thing for Newcastle United there. But if Burnley and Newcastle win, that just piles the pressure even more on Norwich City going into the thing. And then last but not least, Crystal Palace versus Everton. An Everton side that finally got a victory last week. Rafa Benitez definitely under the cosh, especially with all his ties and his previous history being Liverpool manager. But you are currently 13th in the league. Very good start to yourselves against a Crystal Palace side that have three losses in the last three games. So a very interesting game under the lights there. So when it comes to the Premier League table, we've pretty much gone through as much as we can, but in terms of the top four, it's Manchester City, Liverpool, Chelsea, and West Ham United. Manchester United and Arsenal, they occupy those Europa League spots, with Tottenham Hotspur looking like they could potentially have just missed out now of going through in the Conference League. But we need to see how UEFA and their verdict panel, they see what happens with Tottenham due to their game being postponed against Reims in the week. But they are currently in that Europa Conference League spot. Wolverhampton Wanderers, you are in eighth position. Brentford and Brighton make up the top half. Leicester City, you are in 11th. After heartbreak in the week, Europa League football is no more, but you have dropped into the Europa Conference League now. Aston Villa in 12th, Everton in 13th, Crystal Palace, Leeds United, Southampton and Watford make up the positions down to 17th, with Burnley, Newcastle United and Norwich City in the bottom three. Some big games coming up in the week. I will try and see if I can get another episode out for you in the week. But we've got some games on Tuesday. It's Brentford versus Manchester United, Norwich and Aston Villa playoff. Dean Smith returns. Well, I don't want to say returns, but he goes to he has his Aston Villa team come there. Manchester City and Leeds United also there. On Wednesday, we've got Brighton and Wolves, Burnley, Watford, Crystal Palace, Southampton, Arsenal and West Ham. And we've even got some games on Thursday night. Leicester and Tottenham used to playing on a Thursday night, and they're going to be playing in the Premier League this time round. Chelsea and Everton, and then Liverpool and Newcastle make up the fixtures in the week. And that is that for the Premier League. And when I come back, it will be the EFL Championship. Maybe there's nothing worse in the Championship and having two games back to back with a half 12 kickoff. And potentially there's nothing worse than potentially losing those two games. However, Coventry City, another late equaliser for yourselves. When you went north, you went to Huddersfield Town and you got yourself a point. And you are becoming the experts of getting some late goals. It's been a couple of times this season. The Sky Blues have done that in recent games as well. But Ward got things underway for Huddersfield Town on the 18th minute. And then Godden, 93rd minute, Hashtag limbs everywhere for Coventry City as they gained another valuable point. As for Huddersfield Town, you remain in 10th position in the league. Two draws on the bounce for yourselves. As for Coventry, you've only had one loss, and that was the one that came last weekend. But you're drawing a lot of games at the minute. We need to start converting those into victories. You've just dropped out of the playoffs and are currently into 7th position. Coventry City fans, is it a case that you're happy? Just the fact that you're in the championship, remain in the championship is thing. Or do you think, you know what, we might as well go while the iron's hot and try and get into those playoffs. And if not, try and put some pressure on the top two as well. Let me know. Let me know your thoughts on that one. Now, the top two, when it comes to the top two, Fulham have drawn four games on the bounce for themselves. And they were looked like they were on course yesterday to get another a win that was needed. Mitrovic, as normal, got things underway for Fulham in the 19th minute. But Adebayo, an ex-Fulham player, got an equaliser on the hour mark. But that's four draws now on the bounce for Fulham. Dropping points. 8 points dropped in the last four. Hey, it's a great position, especially if you're a fan like I am, or if you're a fan like Blackburn, QPR. It means that that gap is just slowly coming to an end there. And as for Bournemouth, the form is definitely dropping for the two. A loss yesterday and a big loss to Blackburn Rovers yesterday. Blackburn Rovers have been fantastic in recent weeks. They are currently five unbeaten, four wins on the bounce for themselves. And two fantastic, well, I would say two fantastic goals, but it was an own goal that got Blackburn underway yesterday. And then Van Hek with a fantastic header, it's got to be said, to bring all the 3 points back up north. A long day for those Blackburn Rovers fans, but it's always much more rewarded when you get those 3 points. They currently find themselves 4 points off Bournemouth, 1 point below West Bromwich Albion in third, but you are currently in fourth and building a little bit of a gap now, West Brom and Blackburn, when it comes to the table on there. To Bournemouth nil, Blackburn Rovers two. Talking of West Bromwich Albion, a 1-0 victory yesterday. That's two wins on the bounce, four games unbeaten for themselves, piling the pressure back on Bournemouth, who are currently in second position with a Callum Robinson goal. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't think it went in, but it kind of bounced a couple of times off the bar and it finally dispatched in. But West Bromwich Albion, I've got to say that they were riddled with COVID yesterday. Probably a lot of clubs up and down the country, and I honestly thought, and the fans thought, that the game possibly might have turned off. But you know what? With the team that got put out yesterday, getting the 3 points is what matters, and things hopefully are starting to change when it comes there. January is coming up. A striker is needed there. A great day down if you're back in the Midlands. Birmingham City 2, Cardiff City 2. 2-0 up, Birmingham City. Troy Deeney getting one of those goals for themselves. He definitely put in an effort yesterday for the team. But a Cardiff City fly back, and that's something that we are seeing quite often at the minute. More in the just after the hour mark. And then McGuinness with a 91st minute equaliser for Coventry, for Cardiff City. Cardiff City, you are still down in the languishes at the bottom half in 20th position. A little bit of form, a little two losses in five for yourselves. As for Birmingham City, that draw follows the last week's loss for yourselves, but just picking up some points now, and you are gathering a little bit of momentum and a little bit of a gap between the bottom half of the table. A football club that definitely needs some points, and I'm referring to the team that are currently bottom of the table due to those points deductions for themselves. Derby County 1, Blackpool 0. Derby County, that's two wins in five for yourself, following the back of two losses for yourself. You currently find yourself on 4 points, a massive mountain to try and gain your championship status at the end of the year. But it's more than likely certain now that League One football will be at Derby County. And I do hope things start materialising for yourselves and you can come out of this way. I've seen some things in the last week that are wounding up petitions and things like that. And I hope it doesn't come to that for the club. As for Blackpool, that's three losses on the bounce. Definitely an all things football curse, as we have been big in Blackpool up under Neil Critchley for the last couple of weeks. But Blackpool, you find yourself down in 17th position, but you grab yourself a couple of wins, and all of a sudden you're back in the playoffs. It's so tight in those positions between 18th and the playoffs that anyone could potentially get into the playoffs at the end of the season. But yes, Derby County 1, Blackpool 0. A team that has definitely changed and turned the tide is Gary Grant McCann's Hull City. Hull City 2, Bristol City 2 yesterday. That's Hull City. You're 5 unbeaten. I think it may be even more. 3 wins and 2 draws. That's 2 draws now on the bounce for yourself. 19th position. 4 points behind your team yesterday, Bristol City, who are on 27 points. 1 loss in 5 for Bristol City under Nigel Pearson. And things are looking good for Nigel Pearson, actually. He's been ill as of late with COVID, and he's looking a bit more fresh faced, and it's good to see him back on the touchline for Bristol City as well. But Hull City, if you carry on with this vein of form, hey, you know what? Keep going. You could even find yourself in the playoffs. Bring these, you bring yourselves back into this mix with those teams from 18th upwards. So a good opportunity there for you to change your season, really, especially looking at where you are now, 19th, couple of positions above the relegation zone. Only 4 points now separate you in the relegation zone. And that is due to Peterborough United. Peterborough United got a 2-1 victory yesterday over Millwall, a Millwall team that, as of late, have done really well as well. 2 losses in 5, 2 draws, and a win for themselves. But Peterborough United, a win. That was all that was needed. A win was needed, and you finally got that yesterday. You've put some breathing space between you and Barnsley, who you're now 6 points ahead. You're now only 2 points off Reading in 21st position. Can things change? McNamara own goal for yourselves. Hey, Millwall, you squandered a lead. Bradshaw, there's been a lot of that yesterday. A lot of league teams taking the lead and then teams coming back over the weekend. But Clark Harris back on the score sheet on the 68th minute. Two very close-knit goals for Peterborough United, bringing all 3 points back to London Road for themselves. New manager, new starts for Preston North End under Ryan Lowe, who this week left Plymouth Argyle to join Preston North End. He is a person from that neck of the woods. If you don't know, he's from the Wirral. Very much a Scouser at heart as well. But Preston North End 2, Barnsley 1. First 3 points under Ryan Lowe for themselves. A big victory for them. And that pushes you up to 14th position. That's 2 wins in 5, 2 losses, and a draw for yourself. So a little bit of run of form. Hey, we remember at the start of the season when you were the draw specialists. And only one in the last 5 for Preston North End. As for Barnsley, it's still things looked like they were going to change. 2 draws. It was better than nothing for yourselves under the new manager, but you still find yourself in 23rd, 9 points above Derby, and that's simply because of the points deduction for those. But if you be careful, because in the next couple of games you could fall 10 points behind of getting out. So Barnsley and Derby County at this present moment looking likely to drop out of the championship at the end of the season. Bit of a bore draw yesterday. Stoke City nil, Middlesbrough nil. Done nothing really for the two sides other than keep themselves in and around the mix of the playoffs. Stoke remain in the playoffs. Middlesbrough just outside the playoffs, 5 points behind, getting in to the playoffs yourself. So a bit of a bore draw yesterday for Chris Wilder and for Stoke City under Michael O'Neill there. Big away victory yesterday for Nottingham Forest. Steve Cooper going back to his old stomping ground. Nottingham Forest, you find yourself in 8th. I said a couple of weeks ago, a couple of wins now, you will be there or thereabouts. You're 4 points now off getting into those playoffs. Steve Cooper has done a phenomenal job in revitalising your season. As for Swansea City, 1, Nottingham Forest, 4. Swansea City, you're down in 16th position. 3 losses on the bounce now for yourselves. I remember that cracking performance you put in against West Bromwich Albion a couple of months ago. And since then, it's kind of deteriorated for yourselves. But you find yourself in that mix of teams, as I mentioned, that could still venture into the playoffs. But as for Nottingham Forest, you are 5 unbeaten, 2 wins on the bounce, 3 draws previous to that. Great change of form there. That brings the results for the championship. There is one that is happening tomorrow night. So Monday night football in the championship under lights at Bramall Lane, as Sheffield United and QPR face off. QPR looking to get a victory, actually, to just bring them back into the fold with Blackburn and West Bromwich Albion, just to cement that playoff position just that little bit more. As for Sheffield United, you're off the bounce back of 3 wins on the bounce, and Paul Heckingbottom is doing an absolutely phenomenal job since he's took over. I think a couple of critics, actually, and probably we were a couple of weeks ago when he got appointed, but 3 wins on the bounce, unbeaten since he's gone in there. Win tomorrow, you go into 8th position, Sheffield United. Can't go wrong with there. As for the table, top two, Fulham and AFC Bournemouth in the playoffs, West Bromwich Albion, Blackburn Rovers, Queen's Park Rangers, and Stoke City. Who makes up the top half? That's Coventry City, Nottingham Forest, Middlesbrough, Huddersfield Town, Millwall, and Luton Town. Bottom half of the table, Sheffield United, Preston North End, Birmingham, Swansea, Blackpool, Bristol City, Hull City, Cardiff City, and Reading. And in those dreaded relegation spots down to League One, it's Peterborough United, Barnsley, and Derby County. When I come back, it's EFL League One. Let's move on to League One, a league that doesn't get the plaudits that it deserves. And it's a league that is, I've got to say, it's my favourite league that I've covered so far on the All Things Football podcast. And these are the reasons why. I'm currently looking at the table now. The top five teams are currently all unbeaten in the last five. You can't really separate them, and it's that phenomenal. And unfortunately, there's a team that in sixth position that are not reaping the benefits of what's happened in recent weeks. They've had a fair few losses, and also their manager leaving. So we'll cover that in a moment. But let's get things underway. And there's no better place to start than the league leaders, and that's Rotherham United. Rotherham United yesterday facing off against Burton Albion, a 3-1 victory for themselves over Burton Albion yesterday. Yeah, Paul Warne's doing an absolutely great job for Rotherham United, looking to have that immediate return back to the Championship for themselves. That's four wins in five, one draw for themselves. Rotherham United 3, Burton Albion 1. As for Burton Albion, that's two losses now on the bounce for yourself. And you do find yourself just heading up the bottom half of the table, in 13th position there. Wigan Athletic, a really good game actually yesterday, a big game, and a bit of controversy in that one as well, by the sounds of it. But Wigan Athletic faced off against Ipswich Town. They both walked away with the point each, and it was Wigan 1, Ipswich Town 1, as Ipswich Town are searching for a brand new manager after Paul Cook was relieved of his duties. I'm looking at the form, three losses in the last five, one win, and then that draw yesterday for Ipswich Town put you in 12th, 9 points behind the playoff positions for you. But as for Wigan Athletic, that's three wins in the last five, two draws in the last five, and then that draw that you got yesterday. You've also got a game in hand, so an opportunity for you when that play game is played to leapfrog Rotherham United in those tables. Sunderland and Plymouth Argyle faced off yesterday at the Stadium of Light, and the victory came to the team in red and white. Sunderland 2, Plymouth Argyle 1. For Sunderland, that brings you up to third position, three wins and two draws in the last five. As for Plymouth Argyle, you are now finding yourselves in sixth position. That's four losses now in the last five, one draw, 1 point in the last five games for yourselves. Ryan Lowe has now left Plymouth Argyle. You are now under the guidership of Stephen Schumacher for yourselves. He looked freshly faced yesterday, looking forward to his venture. What a difficult place to go to for his first game in charge, and yeah, the Stadium of Light yesterday for them. So things have got to change for yourselves, because if you out of the top eight teams, you are definitely the ones that are not in form at present for Plymouth Argyle. Wycombe Wanderers and Wimbledon faced off yesterday in what was, I don't know if you get the opportunity, try and watch Akinfenwa's goal. It was the deflection and dip of the century, for themselves. But Wimbledon got things nice and early for themselves. They went 1-0 up. Rodoni with both goals for them. Akinfenwa, as I just mentioned, got the game back for Wycombe. And then a 96th minute penalty got the point for Wycombe Wanderers. Wycombe Wanderers 2, AFC Wimbledon 2. Wycombe, you find yourself again unbeaten in five, three wins and two draws in that, in fourth position. As for Wimbledon, you're down in 17th position, four games unbeaten for yourself, so things are starting to turn. You look really one of my favourites actually for the playoffs earlier on in the season, but you find yourself four games unbeaten at the moment, down in 17th, with a couple of games in hand actually over a fair few teams, 28. Hey, you know what? You can bring yourself back into the top half with those if you can get the two victories there for yourself. A team that at the minute is catching everyone's eye and probably going under the radar a little bit, and that's Oxford United. They're currently in fifth position. Again, another team that are five games on the bounce, three wins, two draws, two wins on the bounce for themselves. Oxford United, MK Dons 1, Oxford United 2 yesterday for themselves. Carl Robinson returning to MK Dons, on his old stomping ground there. But another 3 points for themselves. Milton Keynes, you find yourself down in ninth position now. 2 wins in 5, and that was a loss and a couple of draws as well for you there. Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield Wednesday headed yesterday to Crewe Alexandra. And yes, Sheffield Wednesday picked up the victory. And I found it quite funny because it's probably the first time in a fair while that Crewe Alexandra and Sheffield Wednesday have faced off in a league game. But the scenes at the end of the game were quite, it was funny. No disrespect to the Sheffield Wednesday fans, but it kind of felt like you were celebrating winning the cup yesterday over a Crewe Alexandra team that are struggling as of late in the championship. They are bottom of the league, three loss League One, sorry. Three losses in the last five. 2 wins though for Crewe Alexandra. Thought they'd just changed. Although you have given yourself a little bit of opportunity though, 2 wins. You're only 4 points now off getting out of those relegation spots for you there. But as for Sheffield Wednesday, you are currently in seventh position. Another team that is in form. 5 games unbeaten for Darren Moore's boys. 3 wins and 2 draws for yourself there. And that goes for the same for Portsmouth, a team that had up until a couple of months ago, they were getting absolutely battered in some of the score lines. But Danny Cowley has definitely turned things around, showing his manager caliber for the team down on the south coast at Fratton Park. But again, another team, 4 wins in the last 5 and a draw for themselves. Really, really brought yourselves back into that playoff mix yesterday, and a 2-0 victory over Morecambe will do that. Morecambe, on the other hand, 21st, 3 losses on the bounce for you. And you do find yourself now in those relegation spots as well. Other fixtures from yesterday: Accrington Stanley 1, Bolton Wanderers 0, Charlton Athletic 2, Cambridge United 0. Johnny Jackson is still not the full-time manager. He's still caretaker manager. Something's got to be given to that man. He has really, really turned things around. 3 wins in the last 5, only 1 loss in that 5. Finds himself in 11th position on 29 points. And as for Cambridge United, Dan is 16th. Got yourself a win and a draw, but 3 losses in the last 5 for yourself. But the all-important thing is you find yourself not in the relegation spots in League One. Cheltenham Town 2, Lincoln City 2 yesterday as well. Cheltenham Town, you find yourself in 14th. Lincoln, you find yourself in 18th. Not having that phenomenal season as you did in the last. 3 losses in the last 5 for Lincoln City. Cheltenham Town, only the 1 loss. Other than that, really good form at the minute for Cheltenham Town, who find themselves 14th in League One. Team that needs points, and I'm referring to the boys from Yorkshire. That's Doncaster Rovers 1-0 Shrewsbury Town. Doncaster Rovers have just come off the bounce of 3 losses, but that win is more needed than ever, so that takes them off the bottom of the table there. Another team that needed some points was Gillingham. And again, Gillingham find themselves in 22nd position. 5 losses on the bounce for Gillingham. Steve Evans, the pressure is certainly mounting on you and the job at the Priestfield Stadium for Gillingham. But a 2-1 loss yesterday at Fleetwood Town, who did the job that they needed to do. They're in and around that mix at the bottom of the table. 2 wins now on the bounce for Fleetwood Town. Doing a really good job at the moment is Stephen Craney, who is under caretaker management at the moment. So another caretaker manager that is doing really, really well in the hot seat for the club. And that rounds up League One. In terms of the table, Rotherham United, Wigan Athletic make up the top two. Sunderland, Wickham, Oxford United and Plymouth Argyle currently occupy those playoff spots. Who will get into the championship this season from League One? Let me know. Sheffield Wednesday, Portsmouth, MK Dons, Accrington Stanley, Charlton Athletic and Ipswich Town make up the top half. Burton Albion, Cheltenham Town, Bolton Wanderers, Cambridge United, AFC Wimbledon, Lincoln, Fleetwood and Shrewsbury make up the positions down to 20th. And in those daunting positions to go into the bottom tier of the Football League, and that's Morecambe, Gillingham, Doncaster Rovers and Crewe, some massive clubs in that relegation zone there. Definitely turn into my favourite league, League One. We've had what, the 5 managers and some big names. If you look at the names that have been sacked in League One this season: Nigel Adkins, Richie Whelan, Simon Grayson, Paul Cook, and Ryan Lowe. Ryan Lowe wasn't sacked; he left to go to the Championship with Preston North End. But some big, big names in those first 4 names: Charlton, Doncaster, Fleetwood, Ipswich. All this season so far, we've got 3 caretaker managers currently in charge. In the League One, so we'll see how that materializes. At the minute, I don't know about you, but I've got a feeling Sunderland and Wigan will pip those two positions. But we'll see as the weeks go on. Let's see if we can bring those predictions back as well. But when I come back, it's EFL League Two. It's still that team from Gloucestershire that lead the way in League Two. Forest Green Rovers, 5 games unbeaten, 4 wins in that 5 games. But yesterday, we had a bit of a treat, an early Christmas present of goals when it came to League Two. And it was against a team that are currently in the relegation zone as well. So some people are like, oh, this result is quite surprising. But I always go back to a couple of famous 5-5 victories over the years. And this one definitely stood out yesterday. It sounded like a defensive error sort of game. It was end-to-end kind of thing. But Oldham Athletic 5, Forest Green Rovers 5. Point apiece for the two. As I mentioned, Forest Green Rovers are currently top of the league by 4 points, unbeaten in the last five. As for Oldham Athletic, they've just come off the bounce of 3 losses. But they put off a fantastic display at Boundary Park for themselves, and 5-5 there for them. Other results from around the day: Barrow 2, Swindon Town 2. Barrow, you find yourself in 19th position, also off the back of 3 losses on the bounce. As for Swindon Town, you are in 7th, 2 losses on the bounce for you. So things are just not going as well as they should down at the County Ground for Swindon Town. Fantastic game yesterday. Bradford City 2, Sutton United 2. Another game with plenty of goals. Sutton United still find themselves in 6th position. Two wins in the last five. A little bit of a bumpy road in the last 2 games for yourselves. But Sutton, you still find yourself in 6th position on 33 points. As for Bradford City, you're down in 14th position. That's 3 draws on the bounce for yourselves there. Bristol Rovers, Joey Barton. A victory yesterday for yourselves. Bristol Rovers in 15th position, a win that was needed after 2 losses on the bounce. But a fantastic win yesterday over Rochdale 4-2 at the Memorial Grounds. Rochdale, you find yourself down in 18th position. Bit of a stumble, 2 losses on the bounce, 3 draws previous to that. Bit of slowly creeping yourselves down the wrong end of the table there. A win needs to come at some point for Robbie Stockdale's team down there. Exeter City nil, Tranmere Rovers 1. This had the plaudits of a classic that could have happened, as both teams are fighting for those playoff spots. But at the end of the day, 3 points went to Tranmere Rovers, who are 3 games on the bounce winners, with a game in hand on those teams above them. So an opportunity really to jump into those top 3 positions if they can win that game in hand for themselves. As for Exeter City, that's 2 losses on the bounce, 3 in the last 5. For you, but you're still in that playoff mixes there. A team, unfortunately, that have taken a bit of a shine too in the last couple of seasons due to it being their first time in the EFL last year and then obviously second season now. But 2 losses on the bounce for Harrogate Town, losing, going down 2-1 to Northampton Town, who still find themselves in second position, who join Forest Green Rovers. 4 wins on the bounce for Northampton, so starting to put some pressure on Forest Green at the top there. Board draw, Hartlepool United nil, Scunthorpe United nil. Hartlepool under the guidership now of Graham Lee after Dave Chandler a couple of weeks ago left to go to Stockport County in the National Premier. And Scunthorpe United, you still find yourself bottom of the table. 4 points though, 4 draws, I should say, 4 draws on the bounce. So you're not losing games and you're just keeping yourself, but we've got to try and convert some of those games into victories. And if you do that, you'll find yourself just outside the relegation zone, which is always a great place to be. One of my favorite managers, John Yems, he loves a post-match and after-match interview, does he? But he got 3 points yesterday on the road at a tough place to go to, actually. Brisbane Road, Leyton Orient 1, Crawley Town 2. Crawley Town, you find yourself in 16th position. 2 games unbeaten, only 1 loss in the last five. As for Leyton Orient, that's 2 losses in the last five. First loss in a couple of games, actually, for yourselves. And you find yourself just outside the playoff positions. Big game yesterday, probably for both teams. Mansfield Town, you have definitely turned a corner. 3 games on the bounce victories, 4 wins in the last 5 with only the 1 loss. And you find yourself in 11th, 11th position this week. As for Salford City, it was a loss. Mansfield 2, Salford City 1. Salford City, after a really good run of form, actually, four games previous to that, they were unbeaten, two wins, two draws, but that loss brings that run to an end. You still find yourself down in 17th position. But if for anyone that doesn't look at League Two, just look at the table and see how tightly it is in terms of points. Colchester United in 20th, they could jump from there up to 16th. 16th could jump up to 3 points off the playoffs. It's that tight down there. Newport County under James Robey, a fine victory yesterday over a team that have done really well of late and are currently third in the position, Port Vale. They've just come off the back of two wins. So two wins and three losses in the last five for Port Vale. As for Newport County, you find yourself fourth, two wins on the bounce, four games unbeaten with only the one loss in that time period as well. So really good run of form for James Robey and his team after the departure of Michael Flynn earlier on in the season. Stevenage nil, Carlisle United 2. Those points were needed for Carlisle United, and I say that is because these two are fighting it out down the bottom end of the table. Carlisle United are now level on points with Stevenage on 19. A couple of wins actually for Carlisle in the last five, but too many losses. And as for Stevenage, they've just come off the back of three games unbeaten, two draws and a win, and then two losses in the five games there. But they do have a game in hand as well, Stevenage and Carlisle, 21st and 22nd. Respectively, there. And last but not least, a team from the West Midlands, Walsall 3, Colchester United 0. Walsall, you find yourself in 12th. That's two games on the bounce unbeaten, one loss in the last five. You find yourself in 12th there. And as for Colchester United, down in 20th position, just come off the back of an unbeaten run yourselves, and that has brought that result yesterday to an end. Another fantastic lead, but the team from Gloucestershire are definitely leading the way. They've got a game in hand. They could go 7 points clear over the teams below them. They're already building a gap. They're 10 points clear of Newport County, so that game in hand, 13 points clear. You've got to say this is the year Forest Green Rovers definitely make League One for the first time in their history. Some big plans for them. They're definitely a football club that has the environment to hand, and if you haven't had the opportunity to see the designs for their brand new stadium that the owner wants to build, definitely take a look. But Forest Green Rovers are looking to be that Gloucestershire representative next season, as well as Cheltenham Town. If Cheltenham Town can stay up as well, it's going to be a good time for Gloucester and Gloucestershire in itself. But as for the table, Forest Green Rovers, Northampton Town, Port Vale make up the automatic spots into League One. Newport County, Exeter City, Sutton United, and Swindon Town make up the playoffs. I'll ask the same question for yourselves. Who do you think will make the promotion for League One? I've got Forest Green Rovers, definitely, and Northampton Town potentially, but after that, I can't give you the name of the other two. I think some gaps need to start forming there. Who makes up the top half? That's Tranmere Rovers, Leyton Orient, Harrogate Town, Mansfield Town, and Walsall. Bottom half, Hartlepool United, Bradford City, Bristol Rovers, Crawley, Salford, Rochdale Barrow, Colchester United, Carlisle United, and Stevenage, and still languishing in the bottom two positions. And it feels like weeks, even months since they've been there. And it's Oldham Athletic and Scunthorpe United. And the great thing is, those two teams, there's going to be teams that have been fighting to get into the Football League. And we're going to cover that next when we go over to non-league. Now over to a part of the English pyramid that definitely doesn't get the respect it deserves, and that's non-league football. And the top tier of non-league football is known as the National League Premier, and it's got a fair amount of ex-Football League sides that are in there. Aldershot Town, Barnet, Chesterfield, Dagenham and Redbridge, Grimsby Town, Notts County, Southend United, Stockport, Torquay, Wrexham, Yeovil. There are a fair few teams in there that have been in the Football League before, but there are a fair few teams in there that have never. And what we do here on the All Things Football podcast is we like to highlight the teams that have never been there, but we also like to just go over who is leading the race to try and gain promotion to the Football League. And let's head over there to now. So Chesterfield currently lead the way in the National League Premier. They're currently 1 point above Boreham Wood in second. Those two teams are currently five games unbeaten. There's no separating them really when it comes to that. But Chesterfield got an absolutely phenomenal win yesterday. A Grimsby Town side that had only just previously dropped out of the Football League, and a Grimsby Town side that are three games that have lost three games on the bounce for them, and they actually find themselves just outside the playoffs now after a really, really strong run of form to say, hey, yeah, we've dropped out into non-league football, but we're going to get promoted back at the first attempt. It doesn't look that way now for Grimsby Town. But for Chesterfield, superb. They've got an awesome tie that they're going to play in the FA Cup third round. I'm absolutely devastated the fact that that won't be on the telly. And I'm going to talk about the FA Cup selection at the end for the TV. But for Chesterfield, a really, really good season so far for them. AD will be happy. He spent a lot of time in Chesterfield. He's got family that live here, and it's a club that he goes and sees when he goes up there as well. So really, really chuffed to see Chesterfield doing really well at the start at the top of the league. But I'm also really chuffed as well for the two teams next, and that's Boreham Wood and Bromley. Boreham Wood are unbeaten in five. Bromley, they're on the back of two games unbeaten for themselves, two wins on the bounce, as are a fair few sides actually in the playoff mix there. For Boreham Wood, they went to Woking yesterday and come away with a 2-0 victory for themselves. They've also made it to the FA Cup third round as well, and I'm just going to just remind myself who I will actually play in the FA Cup. They are playing in League One's AFC Wimbledon, so a kind of a nice little like North London, a London rivalry there in the FA Cup third round for themselves. But it's great to see Chesterfield and Boreham Wood are definitely reaping the benefits at the minute there. And the same can be said for Bromley, another team that has never been in the Football League, as has Boreham Wood. Another victory yesterday, another away victory yesterday. Altrincham nil, Bromley won there. Wrexham, they were on the telly last night on BT Sport. So if you're unaware, National League football does get its place on the TV, and BT Sport bring a game pretty much every Saturday at 20 past five kickoff. Wrexham won, Weymouth nil yesterday. That Hollywood and Canadian ownership for them. I'm not going to say the name, but Wrexham won, Weymouth nil. They find themselves in a really run of form. Four wins in the last five. There is a loss in between there, but two wins on the bounce for Wrexham. Next up is FC Halifax Town, another team that went on the road yesterday to Welston. Welston nil, FC Halifax Town one. They find themselves in fifth position with two games on the bounce for them as well. Notts County, been down now in this league since 2019, dropped out. A massive, massive club that are in non-league, but they currently find themselves in sixth. They were at home yesterday to another team that lost and came down from the League Two last season. Notts County 4, Southend United 1. Notts County, you are three unbeaten in the league. As for Southend United, you do find yourself outside the relegation zone in 19th position. Big gap between you and the teams above you. That's three losses in the last five, but you've just come off the bounce of a little unbeaten run yourselves as well. Last but not least is Solihull Moors, who make up the final position in the playoffs. And it's Maidenhead United nil, Solihull Moors 4. So another fantastic victory for Solihull Moors. That's three games unbeaten now in the league. You're on 35 points with a 3-point gap over Grimsby Town and those sides below you. But there are some teams under there that have some game in hand as well. So just to reiterate, Chesterfield, Boreham Wood, Bromley, Wrexham, FC Halifax Town, Notts County and Solihull Moors, you make up those top positions. And if you're unaware of how the playoffs work, it works like this. Boreham Wood and Bromley will receive a bye into the playoffs semi-finals. Wrexham, FC Halifax Town, Notts County and Solihull Moors, they will play each other. So Wrexham, Solihull Moors, Halifax Town, Notts County, they'll play each other, and then they'll play the winners. And then the winners will then go on to face Boreham Wood or Bromley or whoever it may be in those second and third positions. I will mention the bottom, Maidenhead United, King's Lynn Town and Dover Athletic. You are in the bottom three this weekend. And Dover, you're still no win this season for Dover Athletic, minus eight after those point deductions as well for them. So let's head over to the National League North. Let's do the National League North next. So just to run through the top seven, I'll quickly run through the results as well. So we've got a new leader at the top of the National League North, and that is Brackley Town. Brackley Town won, Guiseley nil yesterday. So Brackley Town currently five games undefeated in the league for themselves. And they also have a game in hand over Brackley Town and Gateshead, who are in third. We'll get onto that in a moment. AFC Fylde, you've been leading the way for quite some time now in the season, but at the moment, just find a little bit of dip of form. You were three games unbeaten in the league, but you find yourself in second position. After a loss yesterday to Darlington, you find yourself in 14th. A little bit of good run of form of late, actually, for yourselves in the league. Gateshead. Heroics against Charlton Athletic in the FA Cup second round. Couldn't quite make it. However, you are 5 games unbeaten in the league. 5 games unbeaten in the league. And you also have 3 games in hand over Fylde and 2 games in hand over Brackley Town. So I would say at some point, potentially, if Gateshead can get some victories there, they may be at the top of the tree in the National League North. And that goes for Kidderminster Harriers too. They've also got some game in hands. 2 games over Fylde, 1 game over Brackley Town, but they also find themselves with 5 games on the bounce. They've won 5 games on the bounce, and they've got as well, they're into the third round of the FA Cup. Another game, I don't know. I kind of feel like that should have been put on the telly as well. But they're playing Championship Reading, so an opportunity for a shock, a major shock actually, in the FA Cup third round when those ties are played in the early part of January there. Then we've got Chorley, who are 4 games unbeaten. Chorley went yesterday to York City. York City won, Chorley won. Just a reminder for people, Boston United won, Kidderminster Harriers 2 yesterday. But for Chorley, a good, not a It's a tough place to go, York. They're in 11th position at the moment. Bit of a mixed run of form. But as for Chorley, you're 4 games unbeaten in the league. 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss for yourself. Boston United, we just mentioned there, losing 2-1 to Kidderminster. So, Boston, you find yourself in 6th after a 3-game unbeaten spell. And I want to take some time now to speak about Southport. So, Southport are currently 7th. Early parts of the season, they were languishing down the bottom of the table. And as of late, they have really changed. They've just flew up the league. They're currently in 7th position. They're 4 games unbeaten. They've got a game in hand over some teams above them. So, an opportunity really for them to try and embed themselves with the Fylde and the Gateshead and the Kidderminsters in that playoffs there as well. So, I just wanted a special mention there for Southport, who are currently 7th in the league there after a really run of fine form. At the bottom end, the wrong end of the table, we have got Blyth Spartans and AFC Telford United, who make up the bottom. Can't buy a win, those two at the minute. But it's really tight at the bottom end. 3 points could take you well. Guiseley, Blyth, AFC Telford, Bradford, PA, and Gloucester City, they're all in and around that mix at the bottom. Over to the National League South, and we've got little trend going here. We've got brand new leaders, Oxford City. Oxford City lead the way, 5 games unbeaten for themselves. A 1-1 draw yesterday with Chippenham in the lead. Chippenham, you find yourselves in 12th position. A couple of games unbeaten for yourselves as well. Dartford, who have led the way for the majority of the season, they went down to a heavy loss to an in-form Maidstone United. 3 games, 4 games actually, on the bounce, unbeaten. 3 games in the last 3 games being victories for those. But Maidstone find themselves in 5th. Dartford still in 2nd. Dartford, that ends a massive run of unbeaten games for yourself. But you are still joint top, and it's just one goal in it between the two of you. Dulwich Hamlet, you find yourself in 3rd position. A 2-2 draw yesterday away at Tonbridge Angels. Ebbsfleet United, you are in 4th. You got a 2-1 victory over Concord Rangers. So Ebbsfleet United, after a 3-game unbeaten, 3 losses on the bounce, sorry, in the league for yourselves. As for Concord, you're in 14th. A little bit of mixed form for yourself there. Havant and Waterlooville, you find yourself 6th. You travel just down the coast to Eastbourne Borough. A 2-1 victory for yourselves for Havant yesterday. Still find yourself in 6th. 1 loss in the last 5, 2 wins and 2 draws for yourself. And then make it up, propping up the playoffs in the National League South is St Albans City, another team who had a heroics in the FA Cup, unfortunately being removed by another non-league team in Boreham Wood. So again, another mixed run of form for yourself, but 2 games unbeaten for yourself in the league, and you find yourself in 7th. Only one team drops out of the National League South this season, and currently that is Billericay Town. You are 4 points adrift at the bottom of the table, 5 losses on the bounce. 5 losses on the bounce for Billericay Town. You made all the headlines all those years ago for being the non-league team that are going to make themselves through the league. You're about to drop down a step by the looks of it. Quick run over the teams in the lower in the leagues below the National League South. So you've got four leagues. You've got the Northern Premier, where Buxton still lead the way. The Southern League Premier Central, Colville Town still lead the way there, and that's where my local non-league club, Nuneaton Borough, play. Another loss yesterday for Nuneaton Borough, going down 2-0 to Royston Town. So Nuneaton find themselves second bottom of the table, and not looking good for Jimmy and the boys this season. There is another Southern League, and that's the Premier South, where Farnborough lead the way. And just for Aidan, I'm going to keep this going for him. Metropolitan Police, they're still bouncing away and still plugging away for that top spot in that league. And then last but not least, we've got the Isthmian League Premier, where Worthing are still leading the way, with Folkestone and Victor coming up. And I'm still going to continue it. My good friend may not be here with me. I did say to him yesterday that I would love for him to come back on in the new year, maybe just to do a, maybe see if there's some facts or things like that. But I'm going to still plug away with Worcester City. I love the city myself, and I know he does. And they got a fantastic victory yesterday. Worcester City 5, Romulus 1. And that actually takes Worcester City to second in the league, leapfrogging Lichfield City and Baltimore St. Michael's. But Hanley Town are still leading the way, and I believe they actually lost themselves yesterday as well. So that's your non-league roundup. I just want to quickly cover the FA Cup, some really interesting ties, but I don't know about you. I'm getting really tired of the TV selections. They're really poor. I think the only one that really warrants the selection on there is the first game, which kicks off that weekend of FA Cup third round, and that's Swindon Town and Manchester City. Yeah, that definitely deserves on the telly. But then you've got Millwall Crystal Palace, Hull City Everton, West Ham Leeds, Nottingham Forest Arsenal. I'd say that one, a team under really run of form at the minute, Nottingham Forest, a potential shock there. Arsenal, you know what the FA Cup third round's like. These bigger sides will put second string out, even third string out. And then a Monday night, why? Manchester United and Aston Villa. The only thing I can think of it is an opportunity for Steven Gerrard to go to Liverpool's arch rivals, Manchester United. It's just really poor again. And I was hoping a little bit better this season from ITV and BBC. There's some really standout games. Hull City, Everton, at the same time, Yeovil and Bournemouth are kicking off. I'd rather watch that. A team that are flying, currently under a little bit of going under form in Bournemouth, playing Yeovil Town, which I believe is actually a Dorset derby as well. So, an opportunity missed there. Chelsea Chesterfield. Why not? Why can't that be on there? Just don't. I don't understand. Newcastle, Cambridge United, Boreham Wood, Wimbledon. I'd watch that. Boreham Wood, Wimbledon. There's an opportunity there for a shock in the table. There's some games on there that on the Sunday. What's on the Sunday? So on the Sunday we've got West Ham Leeds. Why? Why? I'm glad they've done Liverpool Shrewsbury because that's been on the telly a fair few times on there. But Charlton Norwich, there's an opportunity there. Johnny Jackson's doing a great game there. Luton Town, Harrogate Town. Harrogate Town doing well in League Two. Luton Town doing well in the Championship. I just feel like sometimes, yeah, we all know what it's like. I'm not going to ramble on too much, but those are the TV selections for there. Over in Europe, I always do this as well. Schalke got a fantastic win on Friday night, a 4-1 victory over our friendship. We've got a friendship rivalry with Nuremberg. So that puts Schalke in third position on there as well, which is always a good thing. There were some FA Vars games yesterday as well that I just wanted to quickly mention. I'm just going to run through these, and I want these teams to get a mention on the All Things Football podcast. And that's Abbey Hay, Consett AFC, North Shields, Wythenshawe Town, Rugby Town, Loughborough Students, Whitchurch Allport, Coventry Sphinx, who won the Coventry Derby over Coventry United. We've got London Lions, Wroxham, Lackenheath, Fakenham Town, Tunbridge Wells, Glebe, Athletic Newham, Raynes Park Vale, Littlehampton Town, Southall, New Milton Town, Bridgwater United. And then we've got Brockenhurst, Buckland Athletic, Hanworthy United and Clevedon Town. You are all through to the fourth round of the FA Vars. There are some games that are going to be played this week. There have been a couple of postponements as well, so they'll be played around the either this week or on the 18th of December. So good luck to those teams in the draw when that's made for the FA Vars. Next weekend it is the return of the FA Trophy, so the National League Premier sides come in as well. And that brings an end to a very strange one for me. First show without AD. I think it sounded good. I think it's gone okay. Have to bear with me. I'll try my best to do the great job he did when he was bringing in and ending the show for himself. But yeah, a really good show, a really good week of football. I will try and do some midweek games as well. I think with the Christmas period coming up, there's going to be a fair few games and an opportunity for myself to just to make sure that you guys just get caught up. And I think the feedback that we're getting so far is that people are enjoying the fact that we're covering the cover that we cover the long the lower leagues, and an opportunity for people to really see what things are up and down the lower end. Because football, that's what I want to do here. I want to talk about as much of the leagues as possible in this. So thank you very much. You can find us on Twitter at ATF on Anchor, and you can also find us on Facebook on the All Things Football podcast on there as well. There is a YouTube channel. It has been used for a couple of weeks. I just think it's a platform that's not very well utilized for a podcast. But we do have a YouTube channel, so if you wanted to catch up on some episodes on there, you can do as well. We are available on Anchor, which is powered by Spotify and Apple, Google, fair few different football podcast, but just click on the links that you find on social media and it will take you to a platform that is good for you. Other than that, thank you very much for your time, and I will speak to you all next time.